I want to tell you about a man named Wally Conran. Conran is 90 years old. He lives alone in a one-room flat in Australia. And he says he has a lot of time to reflect on his life's biggest regret.
I opened a Pandora box and released a Frankenstein monster.
Conran is the inventor of the Labradoodle, that mop-headed lab poodle mix that kicked off the designer dog craze that we are very much in the middle of. Conran told his dark tale last week to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's podcast, Sum of All Parts, and hence this podcasting music. It all started in the 1980s when Conran was a breeder of guide dogs in Victoria, Australia. One day, his company got a request from a woman in Hawaii.
She was blind, but her husband was allergic to guide dogs. And she wanted to know if we could come up with a dog that she could use as a guide dog and her husband wouldn't be allergic to.
Conran got to work.
At first, I thought this would be a piece of cake. The standard poodle would do the job. It's a good working dog, has a non-shedding coat. Over the period 3 years, I tried 33 standard poodles, but not one was successful.
So Conran decided to go a different route. He set about breeding an entirely new kind of dog, a cross between a Labrador Retriever, the typical breed for guide dogs, and a poodle. 9 weeks later, the first three Labradoodles were born, Sheikh, Simon, and Sultan.
We sent the clippings of the coat and the saliva to Hawaii. There was only one in the litter out of the three that her husband wasn't allergic to. That was Sultan. And fortunately, he trained up and he finished up going to Hawaii, which was great.
The problem was no one would take the other two pups. Customers only wanted purebreeds. That's when Conran had the idea that would one day come back to haunt him.
So I went to our PR lady and I said, "Can you get onto the media and tell them we've bred a special breed, a breed called the Labradoodle. It's non-allergic, and we're using them as guide dogs." It was a gimmick. They were crossbred. Nobody wanted them, but everybody wanted a Labradoodle.
Labradoodles became a worldwide sensation. Celebrities like Jennifer Aniston and Tiger Woods have owned them. Barack Obama considered getting one. Conran actually wrote Obama a letter trying to talk him out of it. The problem, Conran says, is that the demand created a market for unscrupulous breeders. And now he says Labradoodles have genetic issues.
When I'm out and I see these Labradoodles, I can't help myself. I go over them in my mind and look. I don't say anything to the people. I look at it thinking, has it got hip dysplasia? Has it got elbow problems? Has it got any other problems I can see? I find that the biggest majority are either crazy or have an hereditary problem.
Labradoodle lovers might beg to differ, but that's no comfort to the guy who started the craze, unleashing Frankenstein's monster. Or your very best friend.